দেখতে হবে পুলা কাশারে রা দেখতে হবে পুলা কাশারে রাম হরি হরি বলিতে নয়নে ভবে নীরা হরি হরি বলিতে নয়নে ভবে নীরা গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে কাশারীরা গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে আর কবে নিতায় চাঁদে করুণা হইবে আর কবে নিতায় চাঁদে করুণা হইবে সংসার বাসনা মোর কবে তুচ্ছ হবে সংসার বাসনা মোর তুচ্ছ হবে গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে পুলক শরীর গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে বিষয় ছাড়িয়া কবে শুদ্ধ হবে মন বিষয় ছাড়িয়া কবে কবে হাম হে রব শ্রী বৃন্দাবন কবে হাম হে রব শ্রী বৃন্দাবন গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে পুলক শরীর গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে শরীর রূপ রঘুনাথ পাদে হইবে আকুতি রূপ রঘুনাথ পাদে আকুতি কবে হাম বুঝব যুগল পিরিতি কবে হাম বুঝব সে যুগল পিরিতি শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে পুলক শরীর গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে রূপ রঘুনাথ পদে রহ মোর আস রূপ রঘুনাথ পদে মোর প্রার্থনা কর এ সদা নরোত্তম দাস প্রার্থনা কর এ সদা নরোত্তম দাস গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে পুলক শরীর গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে শরীর হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 Ramo, Ramo Ramo Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Ramo Ramo Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Ramo Ramo Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Ramo Ramo Hare, Jaya Gaura Sundara 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 Jaya Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Nitai Jaya Gaura He
दयान्ते तव दया भूयात् अमन्द उदया हे लाउदनित खेदया विशदया प्रणमिला तमोदया सम्मा शास्त्र विवदया रसदया चित्तर्पित उन्मादया शास्त्र भक्ति विनोदया समदया माधुर्य मर्जादया श्री चैतन्य दया निधे तप दया भूयात अमंद उदया वैष्णवीस नो थैंक यू ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद ओशन ऑफ मर्सी Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let there be an awakening of your auspicious mercy, which easily drives away all kinds of material lamentation. By your mercy, everything is made pure and blissful. It awakens transcendental bliss and covers all material pleasure. By your auspicious mercy, quarrels and disagreement arising among different scriptures are vanquished. Your auspicious mercy causes the heart to jubilate by pouring forth transcendental mellows. Your mercy always stimulates devotional service, which is full of joy. You are always glorifying the conjugal love of God. May transcendental bliss be awakened within my heart by your causeless mercy. Now, Srila Prabhupada's purport, very sweet purport. See if you can pick up the three main mercy of Mahaprabhu's unconditional to all the living beings. This important verse, Sri Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka 8.10, specifically describes the Lord's causeless mercy. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most magnanimous personality of Godhead, distributes his causeless mercy in three ways to the conditioned soul. Every living entity is morose in the material world because he is always in want. He undergoes a great struggle for existence and tries to minimize his miserable condition by squeezing the utmost pleasure out of this world. But the living entity is never successful in this endeavor. While in a miserable condition, a person sometimes seeks the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But this is very difficult for materialistic people to obtain. However, when one becomes Krishna conscious by the grace of the Lord, the fragrance of the lotus feet of the Lord expands, and in this way a materialist may gain freedom from his miseries. Actually, his mind is cleansed by his transcendental connection with the lotus feet of the Lord. At such a time, one is enlightened by the loving service of the Lord. There are many different kinds of scriptures, and by reading them, one often becomes puzzled. But when one receives the mercy of the Lord, his confusion is mitigated. Not only are scriptural disparities resolved, but a kind of transcendental bliss is awakened, and in this way one is fully satisfied. The transcendental loving service of the Lord constantly engages the conditioned soul in serving the Lord's lotus feet. Though such fortunate engagements, one's transcendental love for Krishna is increased. One's position is thus completely purified, and one is filled with transcendental bliss, accompanied by the spirit soul's jubilation. As the transcendental causeless mercy of the Lord Krishna is manifest in the heart of the devotee, at such a time, material needs no longer exist. The lamentation that invariably accompanies material desire also vanishes. By the grace of the Lord, one is elevated to the transcendental position, and then the transcendental mellows of the spiritual world are manifested in him. One's devotional service then become firm, and one engage in the Lord's transcendental loving service with determination. All this combined to fully awaken the devotee's heart with love of Krishna. In the beginning, a conditioned soul is bereft of Krishna consciousness and is always morose in his material activities. Later, by associating with a pure devotee, one becomes inquisitive to know the absolute truth. In this way, one begins to engage in the transcendental service of the Lord. Next, by the Lord's grace, all misconceptions are vanquished and the heart is cleansed of all material dirt. It is only then that the pleasure of transcendental bliss is awakened. By the Lord's mercy, one is completely convinced of the value of devotional service. When one can see the pastimes of the Lord everywhere, he is firmly situated in transcendental bliss. Such a devotee is relieved of all kinds of material desires, and he preaches the glories of the Lord all over the world. These Krishna conscious activities separates him from material activities and the desire for liberation. For at every step, the devotee feels himself connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although such a devotee may sometime be involved in household life, he is untouched by material existence due to his constant engagement in devotional service. Thus, everyone is advised to take shelter of devotional service to become happy and liberated. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namo Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So when I was reading the purport this morning, it reminds of Srila Prabhupada's personal life is almost like fits to that purport. He exhibited this. So when he was speaking, we see that how it affects us. Who composed this verse and why and when, it's very important to know. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is a little description given. I remember 6 years back, actually 16 years back, this discussion was there that, thank you, that Sripad Bhanu Maharaj, he was translating Navadvip Dham Mahatya. And I remember we came to this verse and then there was some discussion. After that many years, like recall back, that this verse is so important. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally exhibited this. Now you all know, 1486 February, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, somebody else also appeared, same moment, right? Who is that? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I don't know, in the Western civilization, they think it's a fun about lunar eclipse. But in Vedic culture, it is not a fun. You're not supposed to see the eclipse. You're supposed to stay inside the house, do not keep any food. You don't eat leftover food after the eclipse. So in the Vedic culture, it was very, very dangerous. And this is just external. Internal, all your bank balance, means pious credit, will be zero. You will pay attention in Vedic culture. Oh yeah, when lunar eclipse comes, you will pay attention. But only way you can save all the savings account, I mean real Sukriti. So people don't want to suffer. You know, nobody, Prabhupada says, nobody gets up in the morning and make a list. I want to suffer this. Nobody does. But everybody make a list to be happy. So in Vedic culture also, all over India at that time, those who follower of Vedic culture, they knew this lunar eclipse and they were so scared that they will lose all their pious credit and they have to suffer so much. So as soon as the lunar eclipse, Mahaprabhu just appeared, they roar in chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So that moment, even the Muslims, it says in Chaitanya Bhagavata, even the Muslims, out of fun, out of also some Muslim heart, or they will lose their credit, so they also chanted voluntarily and out of fun, but either way, everybody was chanting. Except those who are sleeping and dreaming, they could not wake up and they didn't, like Columbus. He was also there in discovering America. But he was dreaming of some new country, so he could not, he was not awake, so he could not chant. Because sometimes devotee asks, not everybody was chanting, there are some people, they have no idea. Yeah, they are dreaming. How can they will be? You have to be awake to see your $1 billion check. So Mahaprabhu manifested this, that after Mahaprabhu appeared, he was very nicely making this neighbor's congregation, you know, how they used to chant. He literally every moment made everybody chant. And I'm just going to give like just few, because tomorrow we'll have a whole day discussion. Some of the pastimes are so relevant that even just like when he was little grown up. Now, I want to mention also, all our ISKCON temple, Srila Prabhupada did not install Lord Chaitanya in a sannyas form. He always installed Gornita in a grihastha form, householder life. Because this is a big fact, big factor, that Sachinandan Gaur Hari, in his householder life, in Navadvip, is the highest form of Srimati Radhika and Krishna together. Not Godavari. Godavari, even though Mahaprabhu Radha Krishna form he manifested to Ramananda Rai, or in Gambira, Jagannath Puri, he manifested extreme separation feeling of Srimati Radhika. But if analytically whoever is aware, there is a three manifestation of Radha, then Krishna has 64 quality, different manifestation. But if you take the cream of the entire Krishna Nayak, 360 degree, then you will see this Sachinandan, Grihastha form in Mayapur is the highest form. That's why we always, even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, when he was giving commentary Anubhashya on Mahaprabhu Sannyas, he said, hope he grows hair back and comes back to live in Navadvip. This is out of separation feeling, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says. Because we worship that Gaur Nitai, who is the highest form of ecstatic feeling existence. Lord Krishna is not complete by himself without Radharani. But Lord Krishna is complete in a form of Mahaprabhu. 100% complete of Bhagavan. This is very nice, like Prabhupada also called like a green mango, then becoming little yellow, then fully ripen. That ripen of Bhagavan is Mahaprabhu. If we serve Mahaprabhu under Prabhupada's guidance, in servitorship, Daishwaras, we don't need to pretend or imagine in Vrindavan what form, shape I have. It says, in Chaitanya Charitamrita clarify, says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur write a song. Navadvip Dham Mahatma says, Kuno bhagye kuno jive shraddha judi ay, tave sei jiv dasarase gauranga bhajai. Dasya paribakke jave jive ridaye, sesame madhuras ude murtiman haye. Sesamaya bhajaniya tatta gaura hari Radha Krishna rupe hai braje obotari. Radha Krishna nitya lila braja dham pai. You will get three things. If you worship under pure Guru Prabhupada to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a servant, nothing else, just servant. automatically this servitorship will mature. And when servitorship will mature, then Mahaprabhu himself, you don't have to look for anybody or anything. Mahaprabhu himself will arrange to pull you towards Vrindavan Lila, Vrindavan Dham and Radha Krishna service, and you will enter there. This is so soothing, comfortable, the way Chaitanya Chaitamita explains. So here we see even now some of the pastime you may think, some of the, how was he doing? Just like for an example, I'm just randomly going to, because there's unlimited pastime of Mahaprabhu. Like when he used to go towards the bank of Ganges, he would see this young girl. They would put a nice cloth to put the Shiva deity there. So as they put, and all these hundreds of girls are surrounded, they are all going to participate today to do Shiva Puja. As soon they put this nice asan, the Mahaprabhu from nowhere, Nimai, just come and sat down on right on this. He said, all right, what do you have? He took the sweet and started eating. Took the flower and, oh, Nimai, how do you do this? We are going to worship Shiva. I know, he's my servant, so. Don't ever say this. This they were blocking their ear, and it was like a, it was such a disturbing, and all these girls, they're like, don't know what to do, what to say. Then they say, we are going to complain. That's the only thing they could come up. We're going to complain to your parents, and you're going to get punished for it. Hey, I'm a son of Brahman. You know, Brahmana's blessing never goes in vain. So if you don't let me eat and don't worship, why don't you worship me? I'm telling you, Shiva is my servant. And if you worship me, then you'll be successful. Otherwise, I'm going to curse you right now. Two things you'll get. Either you will get a six or so many co-wives, whoever you marry, you will be just one of the wives. So you won't get any attention from the husband. Or you will marry a guy who is really incapable, like old. So they knew, they grow up, the culture of that Brahmana's blessing is very important. So they are scared, at the same time they are in duality. Why he acts like this? He should not be so proud that he is a master of Lord Shiva. So anyway, in that duality, whole life they were kind of thought about it. And most of the girls got married. When Mahaprabhu took sannyas, this was a very revelation that Nityananda Prabhu tricked him. That's for that trick that we Gaudiya actually bow down to Nityananda Prabhu, that he brought Mahaprabhu back from Vrindavan conception to Santipur, where Mother Sochi and all these six types of people who are always running away from Lord Chaitanya, Adhapak, Tarshishya, Dharmi, Karmi, Kutarka, the scholars, all these peoples, their disciples, even religious people, material religious people, they're always running after and Mahaprabhu capturing. In that assembly, Mahaprabhu brought them all through Nityananda Prabhu. Even Mother Sochi, who was so depressed, everybody was brought. When they came, they were so much in ecstasy. Mahaprabhu's side glance, it is not Mahaprabhu's glance should be taken ordinary. Nobody in the history of Vaishnavism ever got the mercy of Srimati Radharani's perception of Krishna to the highest degree. There is a three things to be considered. Technical, but I'm not going to give too much technical because it will, unless everybody is familiar with it. That nonetheless, Mahaprabhu's side glance at that time literally gave that Srimati Radhika's compassion to all the manjaris in Golok Vrindavan gives also came here to those devotees. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, this is not an argument, this is a Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur opinion that those who are following, even till today, those who are following Prabhupada, they will also get the same thing. It is directly written in Chaitanya Bhagavata, you read in the purport of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. And so we are very fortunate, but we should count sometime what it is. What is that fortune? It is not a just fortune. It has to be elaborately explained. Like, you know, we get Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nibriti, Nishta, Ruchi, Ashakti, then Bhav. Prabhupada gives in Bhagavad Gita 4.10 this nice explanation in the purport. He says, the explanation of Bhava, Rati, and Prema. Then, in Chaitanya Chaitamita, he says, then you get Sneha, Mano, Raga, Pranaya, then Rura, Adirura, Anuraga, Rura, Adirura, Madana, Mahana, Mohana, Madanaikha. This highest form of Mahaprabhu, Srimati Radhika, even other gopis cannot get. Whoever is close to Radharani, they get it, and Manjari gets it. We get the same thing. This is unbelievable. I'm saying some words. But when you break down this, you will almost believe like it's impossible. Such a ecstatic, even some other incarnation, Parashuram, Advaita Acharya, they cannot get unless they come to Mahaprabhu's Leela. So they come. Mahaprabhu's Leela, all the incarnation comes to get the same thing that we will be getting. So I did not do anything really to deserve that. So that's why we bow down to Srila Prabhupada and Mahaprabhu to explain this more elaborately. Those girls who were disturbed, at that time when Mahaprabhu's glance made everybody, thousands and thousands of devotees, including those girls came with their husband, they started crying, everybody started crying, and they felt that ecstatic of Srimati Radhika's prem. This is unbelievable, unexpectable, never in the scripture anywhere recorded that was given such extreme ecstasy feeling. So everything Mahaprabhu did, Mahaprabhu, just like you can say the Brahmanas, they took bath in the Ganges and then they put on a new cloth. They, you know, sit down on the bank of Ganges. They putting a tilakam, beautiful, nice looking. And then they chant the Gayatri. And Nimai comes and spit all over their face. It's a nice cloth. It's very dirty. They have to take bath again. Because this Nirvishesh Badi, millions of Nirvishesh Badi, they came. Even though we may say, well, Navadvip was small, how can you say million? You know, Chandkaji pastime, how many million people came? 10 million! You may say, logic, in Navadvip, how can, there was no even 10 million. This is your mundane calculation. Chaitanya Bhagavat says, 10 million people came in that procession. Koti, Dhupadipa with this lamp and everything. So, Mahaprabhu, 10 million, thousands and thousands impersonalists, they came some or other. Why? Because Maheshwar Visharad, Sarvam Bhattacharya's father, he was a genius. When he went with his son to this Nalanda Vishwavidyalaya, he could not take the books and everything to Navadvip. He's from there. All the scholars and teachers from the university, they say, hey, what are you doing? Well, I want to open my school in Navadvip. You're not touching one book out of this university. But he was so genius. He memorized the entire scripture, all the scriptures. He comes, and then he opened the school, and all these logicians from all over the India, they all came to Navadvip. That's how Navadvip became so popular. Very heavy. Lord Krishna is thinking in Golok Vrindavan something, and in Navadvip is happening something else. So Navadvip became not a good place. It became all the logician, impersonalist, bad argument, and mostly Pashundi. You know Pashundi? They think Shiva, Krishna, all are same. You worship whoever you like. They are Pashundi. They are atheist. Even though they worship, but they are called atheists. Prabhupada always called them atheists because their misconception will actually make people suffer more than if they don't worship. So, you don't have to go too far. Even I saw one time my sister was worshipping, you know, putting Tulasi on Shiva's feet and everywhere. I was like, very mad, but you can't yell, so you have to do slowly. So in Hindu culture, I don't mean to criticize, but it is there 99% till today. so much misconception there. Those who are actually born in the West, I bow down to you all. Actually, you are very fortunate. At least you don't commit unnecessary offense. That is so nice. At least you accept it like simple way. So there is a plus and minus in every culture. So that is very nice. So then this Brahmana, when they spit, Nimai spit on their face, they take bath again, they again put on new dress, but they don't have a new dress. They came with one dress. What do you do? So they go in the Ganges and think, and Nimai does again like this. He pulled by the leg. And you know, when you go under, what's it called? Prabhupada was explained, they explain it, what is bloop means, bloop. Chodanandu Prabhu was saying, that's how in Ishkan there's a new English word came called bloop, means somebody did it. So they were, those brahmanas were blooping because Nimai was pulling by the leg underneath the water. And when they came out like this, so all these impersonalist brahman, at the end, from next day, they could not chant, you know, they chant 1 minute. Om, they put the thread around. Little air touched their ear. Is that boy here? No. Om, bhur, bhur, where's the water sound? He's coming? No. So they chant 10 minutes, now they're chanting 2 hours, 3 hours. What? Not impersonal Brahman. Personal Brahman, Bhagavan. But he came in a form of a trickery boy called Nimai. They are so absorbed with Nimai, they cannot forget, out of fear. They have no idea he's God. But this is how it is. That Mahaprabhu, entire pastime, he just molded. You know, all the Vaishnavas, they were even reading Bhagavatam. Very secluded, very few. Not mostly are all atheists and other few. And when they would read Bhagavatam, Mother Sachi said, Nimai, small boy, go get your brother for breakfast. So he comes, little boy, just walking. And he goes, Bhai, Dada, Dada means elder brother. Dada, as soon as he said Dada, all these hundreds of Vaishnava stared at him. Wow, what a cute boy. Ultrasonic, like so fine, like a silk dhoti and such a shine. So then, Dada, time for breakfast. So Dada Vishwarup wakes up and he goes with him. He's a little boy walking. Then the Vaishnavas are thinking, wait, we are talking about Krishna. No other attraction should divert us. What happened to us? And all are looking at each other. Yeah, what happened? Who is that boy? Oh, that Jagannath Mishra's son. Why he diverted our attention? We're supposed to be absorbed in Krishna Bhagavatam. We were. But as soon as he spoke, something happened. We forgot now. Now we cannot even think anything beside him. So they could not conclude who he is, but they are like, nobody can be more powerful than Bhagavatam explanation of Krishna. So they have some idea that this is not proper, but at the same time they feel good inside. So it's like they're not feeling bad, but they feel bad that Bhagavatam class, you should not talk to your children or something else, Gramya Katha. But Bhagavatam time, they are so much absorbed on that day, on Radha Krishna's pastimes, and Nimai comes, and then Nimai stole entire attention, and they cannot, now they are talking about Jagannath's son, Jagannath Mishra's son. So then the Vaishnava thought, this is not proper, but what to do? We feel good too. We are not saying anything wrong, but it is not proper because he is just a little boy. You remember Kalabhacha Sridhar? How he was, Mahaprabhu asked the same question. Hey, what do you think I am? Well, I think you are a son of Brahman, and you are just a little living entity, and that's all. Mahaprabhu says, I think I'm a coward boy. Kalabhacha Sridhar is thinking, how did he come up with that idea, Kalabhacha Sridhar? Because you remember Madhumangal in Krishna Lila, he used to tease Krishna. You better do what I tell you to do, because all these girls you're meeting, by my mercy, I am a Brahman, I give you blessings so you can meet the girls, including Radha. Otherwise you cannot. Krishna says, of course, I'll do it. Tell me what to do. He said, go do this, offer this to this Ganeshji. Okay, he's doing it. So he's just following. So Krishna is thinking, I'm going to be a Brahman boy. I'm going to teach him this. So Krishna comes as a now Jagannath Mishra's son, and he told him, oh, what do you think I am? He says, oh, you are Brahman boy. Then Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit says, I don't think I'm a Brahman boy, Sridhar. I think I'm a coward boy. He's looking. You don't look like a coward boy. So now I am a coward boy. So that these dialogues are so sweet that Mahaprabhu, you all know that how sweet that at the end of the Sridhar Leela, he asked Sridhar, what blessing do you want? Sridhar says in Mahaprakash, I want that naughty boy who would harass me every day with my banana leaves and everything. I want that boy to be my eternal Ishtadev, means object of affection, eternally. I don't want anything else. He would harass him. He would come. Sridhar was not a rich man. He had just little cloth. In Baman Pukur, if you go on the way to Mayapur, there's a Baman Pukur marketplace, Chandkaji's place. So he would put a little big cloth and he would put all this banana leaf, banana pot, banana things. And Nimai Pandit would come and he says, oh, how much is this? This is 5 paisa. I know, you are always expensive. I'll give you 2.5 paisa, half price. So Sridhar, first thing was, he was very quiet and always chanting. He doesn't want to like bargain or talk unnecessarily. No, you know I am not interested of talking. I just 2.5 paisa. You may not talk, but I want 2.5, half of your price. You are too expensive. And you have so much wealth. Why you are trying to be so miser? Like unnecessary, Mahaprabhu would make this instigation of talking, he could not. But when Mahaprabhu would talk, inside Sridhar was feeling very good, but externally the behavior was not proper because he was very gentle, Sridhar, Kalavacha Sridhar. But Mahaprabhu was very arrogant, very proudly. Then one time Mahaprabhu says, that's it. You are not giving me good price, I'm going to just take it. Then Sridhar just grabbed it. No, you cannot take it. Say, I'm going to take it. No, you cannot take it. Then started pulling like this. And after a while, Sridhar thought, he's a son of a Brahman. He is a little stronger than me. If he does something, he may hurt me or he may curse me. All right, I let you go. So Mahaprabhu goes. Next day he comes. He's a fixed price, a sign. Mahaprabhu says, you should feel good that there is so many shops. I don't go any other shop. You should feel good that I'm loyal to you. I could have gone any other shop and buy it. But why don't you at least be happy and appreciate that I am loyal customer? Yes, I know you're loyal customer, but you harass me. He said, I'm just curious. Why? What do you do with your money? He said, well, I give 50% to worship Mother Ganges. What is the big famous glory about Mother Ganges? She's coming from my toenail. Sri Vishnu, don't speak. Nimai, you can be proud, but don't speak like this. He said, yes, she comes from me. And you thinking that I am her master. Why? Oh, Sridhar was like, you should not speak like this. Your son of Brahman have some etiquette. Don't be proud like this. Then Mahaprabhu says, all right, so give me something free. Sridhar, sir. Oh, he started such a big argument and he's now claiming he is the source of, he's claiming as a god and he's the source of my mother Ganges. Just take it. Take it this way. Sridhar, they say if the cow is barren, don't give milk, then it gives away as a gift to the Brahmana. Because it's useless. Doesn't give any more milk, it's too old. Or when something becomes useless. So are you giving useless things or are you giving really fresh cup that you made? Brahmana son, please, I am giving you fresh things. Now if you are giving fresh things, are you feeling good in the heart or are you feeling horrible, miserable, that you want to get rid of me in that attitude? No, I'm not trying to get rid of you. Oh, then let me talk to you. Let me sit down. Then Sridhar thinks, no, I don't want to talk to you. In his mind, he's thinking, okay, what do you want to talk? Well, I just want to know what mental capacity you are really. Are you feeling happy to give me? When you give gift, you should have feel very happy. Then the result will come very good. Then Sridhar is thinking, he's such a cute boy. But he's so proud, so arrogant. But some or other, I feel good when he speaks. So I don't know what to do. He makes me happy, but I don't like his argumental pride, arrogant nature. This is very tough for me to deal. So then one day, Mahaprabhu, this way he would harass. One day he went to Mahaprabhu's house and he asked Mahaprabhu, Sridhar, Kalavacha Sridhar's house. He says, Sridhar, I have a question. I just came. Yes, Brahmana son, please sit down. Why you are chanting all this time? You know, villagers, I just heard the complaint of your neighbors. Yes. They said, whole night you chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I know why. They all told me. Because you don't have a food to eat. You're supposed to eat stomach full and go to sleep. But you don't have anything to eat. So you are starving. You are such a hungry and you don't know how to forget this hungerness. So you're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's the only way you're trying to escape. Is that true? No, son of Brahman, please. I don't know. I love to chant. I always love my Lord Krishna and Ganges. I worship them and I just love to chant. But can I ask you one question? All your neighbors, they are eating well, they sleep well, but you're disturbing their sleep because of your chanting. Now you're claiming, okay, you are chanting out of ecstasy, okay. But why don't you worship Chandi instead of Krishna? Then you will be benefited. Then Siddhartha Thakur says, how am I going to benefit? Why are you coming up with this logic? He said, you come with me, all the neighbors. They eat well, they have a nice house, they have a nice cloth. I'm looking at your cloth. I can count it. 1, 2, 3, 4, oh my God, 9, 10 places, stitches and tied, knots. This is not a good dress, good cloth. Siddhartha says, at least I have a cloth, I'm not a naked. I may be poor, but I am maintained. So yeah, you are maintained all right, but you are, you know, if you worship Chandi, at least you have a good roof. Look at you. Oh my God, so many holes in the roof. When it rains, you must suffer. Say, Thakur, I'm not going to worship Chandi. She is a devotee of Krishna. When I worship Krishna, she is already pleased. I don't need to separately worship. So he said, but there is a benefit. Otherwise, how they are enjoying? So then Sridhar Thakur says very nicely, Kalo puno savar saman haye jai, sabe karma bhunje ishvaro ichchai. One may be king, one may be bird, living entity, one may be poor, one may be rich, one may be king. But when they sleep, do they know where they're sleeping? In the palace or in the tree or in the under tree or somewhere? They don't know. So this, actually, there is no essence in this karma philosophy. Everybody is equal. According to their credit, they are just going through some life. But at the end, everything is one. They are all going to suffer if they don't worship Lord. So Mahaprabhu did not say much. And internally, actually in Mahaprakash time, Mahaprabhu gave him blessing with all eight siddhi, astra siddhi. To Madhumangal. Of course, they are eternal associate. When Mahaprabhu was taking sannyas, Mahaprakash time, he revealed himself, who he is, to Sridhar. And then when Mahaprabhu takes sannyas, he made Sridhar and all his villagers, those Chandi worshippers, they all fall in love. Mahaprabhu's side glance when Mahaprabhu was crying. So Mahaprabhu delivered, whether somebody atheist, somebody is an argumented logician, whatever he was. This way Mahaprabhu was arranging his whole pastimes in Navadvip. After a while, Mahaprabhu, one time, everybody knew he went for his father's funeral. After his father Jagannath Mishra died, he left. He went to Goa and came back. One day, all these boys are playing and they are talking, argumenting on logic and everything. And Sriman, one of the Srivas Thakur had a brother, Srinidhi, Sripati, Sri Ram, Ramai. One of the brothers, Sriman, he was going by and then he was smiling and dancing and chanting, and all these boys saying, "Hey, what's wrong with you? What's going on? We never saw you happy, dancing, chanting." "Oh, indeed, this is the most fascinating day in my life." Why? Tell us why. "It's the most fabulous good news, most astonishing." "Oh, what is it? Tell us. Then in the meantime, you know how in Bengal, all gathered, hundreds and thousands gathered. "You will not believe what happened." "What happened? Tell us." "You remember Nimai Pandit?" Immediately everybody's thinking, he came up with new logic. He defeated somebody else. We know him. Yes. No. The most astonishing things happened. "What?" "I went yesterday. And I just met." And I asked him, "How was the trip, Gaya? How are you feeling? You okay?" He folded his hand. He said, "By your mercy, by you all Vaishnava's mercy, everything is wonderful." Then he started overwhelmed with ecstasy and crying, chanting Krishna's name. I was stunned. I was shocked. The argumenter, most famous logician, always so proud. He drew attention of all of us, of the whole Navadvip, was focusing on him because he's the number one in logic and argument. He was so humble, crying with Krishna's name. And then he said, "I can't speak anymore. I'll see you all tomorrow in Shuklambara Brahmachari's house in the morning." When everybody heard, they were like shocked. Nimai? He became Vaishnava. He exhibiting like this. I was like very shocked. But in the whole Leela, there was one boy named Purushottam Bhatta. No, you don't hear so much. He's the one who composed this verse. He was watching Nimai from his childhood. He was a schoolmate. He was watching what's going on with Nimai. When they started singing, talking about Krishna and singing, everybody started crying. And one was crying so much inside the house. Of course, everybody knows who he is, Gadadhar Prabhu. Then Nimai went there. "Oh, Gadadhar, please forgive me. I was always trying to harass you with argument. You are real Vaishnav from childhood. You are so nice, so proper, so well, always searching Krishna and chanting his name. What will happen to my life? I never did any bhajan. I never did any chanting Krishna's name. Please help me to find Krishna." Gadadhar Prabhu stopped crying, was shocked. This man was harassing everybody to go to school or on the way out, in and out. They must pass his test or he will smash. Like Murari Gupta said, "Murari, tell me, what is the definition of mukti?" "Atyante dukkha nibriti." "Oh, you don't know. This is not the definition. This is for the gyanis. Oh, you are..." You know why? Because you are not fit for the education. You're just a caste of a medicine. You should just stay there. Don't come to logic. And this is for intelligent. He used to like harass unnecessary, and he would give smash. And they would not, cannot forget Nimai. In the dream, in the sleep, every time they would just think, "Oh, he smashed me. Oh, how can I come up? I don't want to see him." But he would catch. When they all heard it, they were like shocked. What Nimai has transformed 180 degree, like opposite, completely opposite. They were like shocked. Then this Purushottam Bhatta, he was lamenting, "I take a vow. I never want to serve anybody except this boy Nimai. I never want to do anything but want to hang around and serve him." When Mahaprabhu took sannyas, the five people were informed, but was not him. Purushottam Bhatta was not one of those five. Then when he took sannyas, next day morning, Purushottam Bhatta heard it. He was so mad. "What happened? Why did he go?" "Well, he took sannyas. Then what happened?" Nobody knows. It was like a little hidden secret of Nityananda Prabhu's trap. Then after 3 days, the news comes. Then 5 days, everybody was gathered. So then Purushottam Bhatta was so mad in ecstasy to serve Nimai. He took sannyas. How one takes sannyas? Then some brahmana says, "Well, you have to go to Banaras and you have to find somebody to give you sannyas." So then he, instead of didn't know how to go. He just asked people, how to go Banaras? He said, this way. He started running, Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar is that Purushottam Bhatta, that boy. He was running. Purushottam Bhatta then finally came to Banaras. He asked, oh, can you give me sannyas? Who can give me sannyas? So somebody said, well, you have to wait for tomorrow. And why tomorrow? Why not today? He says, just wait. What's the rush? Just tomorrow is auspicious day. So he comes, he sits down, and then 1 hour, 2 hours, you know, Mayabad sannyas, there's a whole ceremony. So when they come to cut his sikha and other, he says, wait, how long will it take? You should not argue like this. You're taking sannyas, it's a proper etiquette. You should. No, but I'm waiting, but it's taking so long. No, you have to wait whole day. We have to do all this ritual. 10 sanskar, you have to get rid of those. Then you have to come Bahirbas and Uttariya like this. You have to take this. I don't have time. He started running. He said, which side is Puri? Jagannath Puri, because he heard Mahaprabhu went to Puri. He's running for 1 month, running. Then finally come. When he came and he fell at the feet, Srila Prabhupada put in the purport, he got the name, Brahmachari name, Swarup. His name was not Swarup Damodar, Swarup. When Mahaprabhu saw, Mahaprabhu immediately embraced. And Mahaprabhu says, now I found my eyes. I was a blind man. So Swarup Damodar is so famous. Prabhupada gave his name as a secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, private secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Prabhupada addressed him like this, that Mahaprabhu says, Rasabas hoye jodi siddhanta viruddha, that any things would not touch or come to Mahaprabhu unless it is checked by Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar was like an eye of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu himself said this. Mahaprabhu was so much in love, and Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar was crying, and there's a whole series of verse how he confessed. And when he was confessing that without Mahaprabhu, he doesn't want to move even a moment, he will be completely devastated if he ever think of going away. So this is the one of the verse that Swarup Damodar, in his prayers, he was quoting. So I'm going to just summarize this verse. Hela udanita khedaya vishodaya pranamilat amodaya. Hela udanita khedaya. Those devotees who are feeling, or karmi who are feeling like regret, you know, like disturbed. Even devotee disturbed, like Bhima, he was disturbed when he was conquering the whole India to bring under King Yudhishthir. When he came to this Banipara, there's the village of Subarnasen, he was very disturbed. He did not feel good. Why? Because the opponent was not a karmi religious. He was a devotee. He has a nice tilak, everything is first class. But Bhima says, you are a Vaishnav. I say, yes. Who you worship? Lord Krishna. I also worship Krishna. Yes, I know. You are brother of Yudhishthir Maharaj. Yes. Do you know who Yudhishthir Maharaj was selected by? Yes, Lord Krishna selected him to become the emperor of this world. Yes, good. So why you are opposing? No. I am opposing. I have to fight with you. Otherwise, you cannot take over this country. It doesn't make any sense. You are a Vaishnava. You accept my brother as a ruler, Krishna as supreme God. I also accept. Then we should have a friendship, not fight. Oh, no. I'm not going to purchase by that argument. I'm going to fight. You want to conquer, you fight better. The Bhima hole in the war, he could not focus. He said, he's a Vaishnava. He believes my brother to be the ruler. He believes Krishna, he has a love for Krishna, but he wants to fight. Doesn't make any sense. So Bhima actually could not fight. He's trying, but he could not get even strength. As a result, he got defeated by Subarnasen. And then Bhima prayed, oh my Lord, please come. Because that was the prenuptial agreement with Yudhishthir Maharaj. Lord Krishna said, you send four brothers, four directions. Wherever they feel obstacle, I will be there personally to help them. So Krishna just appeared, then Subarnasen gave up the fight. He said, that's all. My goal of the fight was to see the Lord. So then Bhima is thinking, just to see the Lord, why didn't you tell? You'll never understand. But Subarnasen told the Lord, Prabhu, I knew this, that if I can defeat your devotee in the fight, you will be there. But I never saw you face to face. Just to see you, I had to fight with your devotee. So this was kind of like a regret. He was confused. Bhima was confused. But Lord Chaitanya, at that time Krishna appeared. But Bhima did not see Lord Chaitanya, but Krishna manifested as Lord Chaitanya. He told Suvarna Sen, this is before Mahaprabhu appeared, I'm coming very soon. You come and you serve me. And so this way Mahaprabhu removed anybody had any regret, or even as a devotee or karmi, he removed this. Then there comes, you know that Dari Sannyasi's life. Pranamilat Amodaya, the tax collector, the laundryman, how they got literary, just by little word, that Mahaprabhu came and Mahaprabhu says, oh laundryman, say Hari Bol. Sannyasi, I don't have time. He's taking the stick and beating the cloth. That's how they take the dirt out. Mahaprabhu says, laundryman, just say Hari Bol. Oh, you go your way. I have my work to be done. Then Mahaprabhu says, I will do it for you. You chant Hari Bol. Then he really paid attention. Wow, Sannyasi has so much love. He looked at eye to eye contact. Say Hari Bol. And then he forgot how to beat the laundry. He just started dancing and chanting. And when his wife came, she was so bewildered. My husband got hunted by ghost or something. Why he went crazy dancing and chanting? No cloth is being washed. From far she was so disturbed, and she went. And she reported the villagers. Villagers found four macho guy, you know. So they say, can you please come and deghost my husband? So all are talking, okay, don't worry, we should go one by one. No, we should go all four together. Well, let's see. From far they see, he went dancing, chanting, jumping, rolling on the ground. They didn't know, the ghost must be very serious. Even though he's chanting, but they could not grasp it. So then finally, all of four of them grab him together. That time, all four of them started dancing, chanting, rolling on the ground. Then when they went, all the villagers were shocked. What's going on? What are you doing? Oh, they touched their body, they also. Mahaprabhu made the entire village delivered like this. So this is how he delivered. They lament, and then Mahaprabhu gives the side glance. Then next one is Sammat Shastra Vivadaya Rasadaya Chitta Arpita Unmadaya. Sammat Shastra Vivadaya. If there is a disagreement, if there is some kind of confusion on different scriptures, We know Sarvam Bhattacharya's life, Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur's life, Sputabad, Mimamsabad, this is a famous story. Then Buddhist also, when Buddhist was conversing with Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu says, he asked this simple question, he could not answer. But then Mahaprabhu put this very nice argument, but this guru of the Buddhist, he could not take it. So he brought some abominable food to offer to Mahaprabhu. Of course, the eagle, the Mahaprabhu's servant, he comes in a form of an eagle and just take the plate and hit the Buddhist guru's head who went unconscious. By seeing this, all the disciples, all the Buddhist monks fell at the feet of Mahaprabhu. You must be God. You must be God. How is possible? Because our guru always told, the guru is the most powerful. Now our guru is dead. You are the one who is proving the most powerful. So you must be God. Then Mahaprabhu glanced all of them. Mahaprabhu's glance was not like he would tell them what to do. The glance would make chitta arpita unmadaya. Chitta arpita. In their heart, they automatically, whatever the heart is feeling, the tongue would vibrate and they would chant. They started chanting all these. Then their heart also softened for their own guru. So Mahaprabhu delivered by the disciple, made the guru grand disciple. So he told all the disciple, Buddhist monk, now you chant to the ear of your guru. So they chanted, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then guru wakes up and he started dancing. And through them, Mahaprabhu delivered all these Buddhist villages. And then Mahaprabhu left. So even there is a confusion among different religions, Mahaprabhu reconciled through the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Now we see why Prabhupada is so, not stubborn, but how do you say in English? Very persistent on chanting. And
Determined.
Determined. Thank you. Sorry, I could not hear. Determined. Very nice.
Nishchayat.
Thank you. So then the last, third mercy, Sammat Shastra Vibhadaya, Sammat Shastra Vibhadaya Rasadaya Chitta Arpita Unmadaya, Shashvata Bhakti Vinodaya Samadaya Madhurya Marjadaya. Sammat Shashvata Bhakti Vinodaya. And he also manifested. Now one example we can think of, the Pathan Muslim. You remember the Pathan Muslim? This is a very nice short story. When Mahaprabhu, Baladev Bhatta saw, Mahaprabhu was exhibiting little bit strange in Vrindavan. He would go underwater sometimes so many hours, and Balabhadra, where is he? Where is he? He would go underwater, could not find. And he came out after so many hours. Prabhu, you cannot do it anymore. We went crazy. We didn't know you're dead or alive. We were underwater, Jamuna. We didn't know. We cannot keep you here. We have to move out of Vrindavan. So a lot of exhibition Mahaprabhu was doing was very strange and disturbing Balabhadra. Balabhadra, but also was a little bit fear. Jogamaya is creating. It's not that he's fear. He's eternal associate, but it causes. So they went out. Then Mahaprabhu delivered this prince, Rajput, his name given Krishnadas. It's a very long pastime. So then Mahaprabhu, he was coming towards Banaras. There was a huge tree. And all of a sudden he saw the coward boys, somebody playing flute, and there's a peacock feather, peacock dancing and spread the tail, thank you. And then he saw the neck of the peacock, and Mahaprabhu saw Krishna and he fainted. When he was fainting, this is in the mood of Srimati Radhika, these are the Uddipan. Then the foam was coming out. Foam was coming so much. Then the big Pathan commander, Bijli Khan, very famous, with his 9 soldiers, all riding horses, and they coming, and they saw under a tree a very effulgent sadhu. They came very close. He's foaming, and there is a 3-4 people around him. And then immediately he thought, aha! This sannyasi looks so advanced, so effulgence, must be very rich. Lot of rich people gave him a lot of money. And these 3 people are, they fed him dhutra. Dhutra, I don't know English, but dhutra, Prabhupada kept it dhutra. Dhutra is Shiva follower. They offer that flower to Shiva. I have to investigate, find out why. I don't know, it's not proper. We always worship fragrance flower to Krishna, not poisonous flower. It's very poisonous, dhutra. It's a white color, but it's very poisonous. So there was a dhutra flower also nearby, some or other fallen. And then Bijli Khan immediately says, ha, arrest them! Balabhadra and then Sonoriya Brahman, who was a very exalted Vaishnava, from a low-class Brahman, but he was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. So Mahaprabhu stayed there, and he was traveling with Mahaprabhu. And there was this Krishnadas, Rajput. So Pathan, they all arrested them. And they all, then Bijli Khan got down from the horses. And then they had one Maulavi, Mullah, like a high priest Muslim. So he also watching the whole scenery. He knows Hindu Shastra also. And he knows Quran. Very fascinated. And he knew the whole dialogue of Quran on his throat. He knows the whole philosophy. Then he was watching this sannyasi. He's foaming and he's unconscious. Maybe these people try to poison him and kill him. So they're whispering. Then Bijli Khan says, so, we're going to punish you. You try to make this sannyasi die, and then so you can steal all his wealth. And then Balabhadra, he started trembling. He's praying, he's chanting Krishna's name. He's an eternal associate, but Jogamaya Krini, he was so trembling, fear. He's fear because he is thief, we know. That Sonariya Brahman, he was intellectual little more. He says, sir, we did not poison him. Try to understand, please, we follow him. No, we don't believe you. You look like a poor Brahman. You need money, so you're trying to do this. So the logic did not work. Then the Rajput, Krishnadas, he's a prince also. He just became a devotee of Mahaprabhu. So he said, you know, if I make big noise, I have 100 battalion in my kingdom. They will come also. I know you belongs to emperor, but still, I am also son of a king. And we are follower. We are not trying to steal anything. So you should not. But still, they arrested him. So at that time, they were ready really to punish them or do something about it. Then Mahaprabhu, hurry, 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 hurry. They started chanting. Then Mahaprabhu all of a sudden woke up. Hurry, hurry, loud chanting. Mahaprabhu, hurry, hurry, crying. And then Mahaprabhu saw so many soldiers with the horses around and his intimate associate got arrested. And then Mahaprabhu started speaking. Oh, they are not to be arrested. They are follower of me. I have a disease called epilepsy. I faint sometime. They help me to come back from the disease. So they were trying to help me. So then Bijli Khan says, then something miracle happened. Mahaprabhu heard the whole story from Bijli Khan, the commander. So we're trying to protect you. You look like a genuine sadhu. Oh, you're trying to protect me. Then Mahaprabhu's heart melted a little bit for them. They're trying to protect him. Immediately their tongue started vibrating. Chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All these Muslim soldiers, they are with the horses, the soldier, everybody started chanting Krishna's name. So then Bijli Khan comes nearby. After hearing Mahaprabhu, he says, I am so sorry. I am the commander chief of this Muslim ruler. I think I am very sinful. Please help me not to commit sin anymore. Then Maulavi was there, the Muslim priest. He had a dialogue with Mahaprabhu. Says, I hear in Quran and Puran, Puran and Quran, it sounds like same. So he says, Puran and Quran. In Quran, I am understanding what Allah says through Muhammad. And Quran, I also read, but I could not understand, is God personal or impersonal? He's asking to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu explained, very sweet. Yes, these both exist simultaneously, but personality is the cause of impersonal. So then Mahaprabhu says, when heart is saturated with pure goodness, that time this personal conception of God will revive until you come to impersonal touch called Brahma Bhuta. Then this Maulavi eyes open. Wow, you must be that Supreme God Krishna. Instantly he could. Then Mahaprabhu, when Bijli Khan, they all fell. He said, please, give us mercy. All the soldiers, they all started chanting. Please give us mercy so we don't ever commit sin. Mahaprabhu says, how can you claim you commit sin? You don't have any sin anymore. You are chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because you are chanting, there is no more sin in you. So now wake up in spiritual. So those who are thinking that, well, where I'm also chanting in the internet or something, but I'm still inclined of sinful activities. Prabhupada gave a nice purport, actually, that one has to wake up. In 8th Canto Bhagavatam also he says, one has to wake up from dream, sleep and deep sleep. When you wake up chanting, that time you will not be material sense gratification inclination. Until that, it's still there. So Mahaprabhu woke them up from those Muslim soldiers. And then Mahaprabhu gave them, Bijli Khan became Ramdas, famous Ramdas. And then he initiated all of them and he gave them blessing. And they, these Pathan Muslim soldiers, they took their horses. The horses, they all started chanting. And they literally delivered hundreds and hundreds of villages everywhere they went, and they started chanting and making them everybody. They were like shocked. Looks like a Muslim soldier. They have a beard, turban, chanting, crying and making. So even the Hindu culture, it says that in Bhakti Ratnakar part, it says that was very surprised that they could not understand all these Muslim soldiers riding horses and making everybody chanting and making them cry. And the Hindu Brahmins, even in that area of northern India, Banaras area, they literally traumatized. And they could not figure it out who it was. So this way Mahaprabhu delivered for long, long time. I'm sorry. Went out of 9:15. So we'll discuss more tomorrow. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.